Hello, friends. Sleep Tight Stories, Sleep Tight Relax, and Sleep Tight Science are now available to play on StoryButton, the device that makes it easy to listen to our shows and more without having to use a phone or tablet. This month, you can save $10 at StoryButton.com when you use the code SLEEPTIGHT. StoryButton, the home of imagination. Hi, and welcome to Sleep Tight Relax.
Hi there. Welcome to this episode of Sleep Tight Relax, the podcast where we help you prepare to drift calmly off to sleep by listening to the calming sounds of nature, soothing music, and rich sleep stories. Our format is simple. You first get comfortable, then I lead you through a short relaxation exercise, followed by other music, sounds of nature, for a long sleep story. While this format is geared towards setting the stage for a restful sleep, many find the nature sounds and music great for meditation, focus, and having a brief respite from the day. I listen to them to help block out noise and distractions when I'm working in a less than ideal environment. First, before we try tonight's relaxation exercise, let's review why deep breathing matters. When you're calm, your body is in what is known as rest and digest mode. Your breathing is normal, your muscles are relaxed, and your heart rate is normal. Perhaps how you feel when you're sitting in your favorite chair, or perhaps listening to a podcast like this one. But then suddenly, there's a loud, sharp noise, or if you're outside, something is chasing you. Sometimes I explain this to children by saying, imagine if you're being chased by a dinosaur. When you experience a stressful event, like an unexpected noise or some kind of animal chasing you, a dinosaur, your body automatically goes into what is known as flight or fight mode. Your heart rate increases, your stomach stops digestion, and your breathing becomes more shallow. The goal of calming exercises is to get yourself from flight or fight mode back to rest and digest mode. Deep breathing helps get more oxygen into your bloodstream, opening up your capillaries. It has a physical effect on your body to help you calm down and lower stress. The breathing we want to do is deep belly breaths, not shallow chest breaths. When you breathe in, your belly should expand, and when you breathe out, your belly should contract. Here is something to try. When you lay down on your back, put a pillow on your belly. When you breathe in, you should move the pillow up. Then breathe out and bring the pillow back down. This helps you visualize how to use your belly to take big, deep breaths. Now is the time to make sure you have a suitable environment for comfort. When I get ready for sleep, I like to try to ensure that my bedroom is as dark, quiet, and cool as possible. So take a moment to get yourself situated in your bed and lie on your back. Position your pillows or your other little comforts to make sure that everything feels as it should. Now, possibly with the pillow on your belly, take a deep breath in through your nose and release the breath through your mouth. Take another breath, fill your body, and allow your breathing to relax you as you exhale fully. Breathe in gently. And as you breathe out, let the air carry the tension out of your body. Continue to breathe slowly and gently as you begin to focus on relaxing your whole body. Focus only on your breathing and your body. Notice where your body is tense. Now, focus your attention on one of these areas. As you breathe, picture that part of your body becoming slightly more relaxed than it was before. With each breath, that part of your body becomes a little more relaxed. Continue with your deep breathing while we listen to this episode's selection of music until you feel relaxed and are ready to fall into a deep and restful sleep.
Thank you. Thank you.